Practice Tests for the Russian State Exam by Elena Klekovkina, Malcolm Mann and Steve Taylor Knowles. Published by Macmillan Education, a division of Macmillan Publishers Limited. Copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2006. Test 5. Skills Development. Section 1. Listening. First Task. Exercise A. Look at the task on page 54. You will hear an extract from what each woman says. As you listen, match each speaker to a job. Speaker 1.
Mostly I answer the phone and take messages. I also have to arrange meetings.
Speaker 2.
Most of what I do is meet people from other companies and try to get them to buy my company's products.
Speaker 3.
I run my own business, a small flower shop.
Speaker 4.
I'm a reporter for a local newspaper.
Speaker 5.
I spend a lot of time on a computer designing websites.
Вы сейчас будете выполнять тест по аудированию. Во время его выполнения перед каждым заданием дана пауза с тем, чтобы вы смогли просмотреть вопросы к заданию, а также паузы после первичного и повторного предъявления аудиотекста для внесения ответов. По окончании выполнения всего раздела «Аудирование» перенесите свои ответы в бланки ответов. Вы услышите 5 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего 1-5 и утверждениями, данными в списке AF. Используйте каждую букву, обозначающую утверждение, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker 1.
I've been doing the same job for a couple of years now. It's not very difficult. Mostly I answer the phone and take messages. I also have to arrange meetings. I don't mind spending all day in the office, especially when it's raining. No, I think the only problem is that my salary hasn't gone up for a year. A little more money and it would be the perfect job for me, really.
Speaker 2.
You get used to living out of a suitcase in this job. I can't tell you how much time I've wasted in hotels. Most of what I do is meet people from other companies and try to get them to buy my company's products. To be honest, I think I'd like to do the same job but in an office. It would be nice to just go home on time at the end of the day. Maybe I'll find something like that soon, but for now I have to put up with it. The money's good, and it's nice to see different places.
Speaker 3.
I run my own business, a small flower shop. You wouldn't believe how much running around there is. I used to do something totally different, but I was bored. At least now I'm never bored. I sometimes wish I had a little more time to myself to relax and see my friends, but the business always has to come first. Maybe one day I'll be able to pay someone to run the shop, but for now, there's just me.
Speaker 4.
I'm a reporter for a local newspaper. It's what I've always wanted to do. You know, go out and meet people, find out their stories. We have a wonderful little town here, and I've got to know a lot of the residents over the years. People have to trust you, and I think that takes a lot of work. People know that I'll always tell the truth, though, so I don't usually have any problems.
Speaker 5.
I spend a lot of time in a computer designing websites. It's okay, the pay is good and the office isn't far from where I live. But I'm thinking of making a few changes. I'd like to work from home, really. And with this kind of job, there's no reason why you can't. I just don't like the office atmosphere. I find the people quite boring, to tell you the truth. I don't really have anything in common with any of them, and we don't really get on. Working from home would mean that I wouldn't have to listen to any more gossip.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again. Speaker 1.
I've been doing the same job for a couple of years now. It's not very difficult. Mostly I answer the phone and take messages. I also have to arrange meetings. I don't mind spending all day in the office, especially when it's raining. No, I think the only problem is that my salary hasn't gone up for a year. A little more money and it would be the perfect job for me, really.
Speaker 2.
You get used to living out of a suitcase in this job. I can't tell you how much time I've wasted in hotels. Most of what I do is meet people from other companies and try to get them to buy my company's products. To be honest, I think I'd like to do the same job but in an office. It would be nice to just go home on time at the end of the day. Maybe I'll find something like that soon, but for now I have to put up with it. The money's good, and it's nice to see different places.
Speaker 3.
I run my own business, a small flower shop. You wouldn't believe how much running around there is. I used to do something totally different, but I was bored. At least now I'm never bored. I sometimes wish I had a little more time to myself to relax and see my friends, but the business always has to come first. Maybe one day I'll be able to pay someone to run the shop, but for now, there's just me.
Speaker 4.
I'm a reporter for a local newspaper. It's what I've always wanted to do. You know, go out and meet people, find out their stories. We have a wonderful little town here, and I've got to know a lot of the residents over the years. People have to trust you, and I think that takes a lot of work. People know that I'll always tell the truth, though, so I don't usually have any problems.
Speaker 5.
I spend a lot of time in a computer designing websites. It's okay, the pay is good and the office isn't far from where I live. But I'm thinking of making a few changes. I'd like to work from home, really. And with this kind of job, there's no reason why you can't. I just don't like the office atmosphere. I find the people quite boring, to tell you the truth. I don't really have anything in common with any of them. And we don't really get on. Working from home would mean that I wouldn't have to listen to any more gossip.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Вы услышите разговор полицейского со свидетелем преступления. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений А1-А6 соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. Какие не соответствуют. 2. И о чем в тексте не сказано. То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Обведите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
Okay. Now, Mrs. Cook, just start at the beginning and tell me what you saw.
Right. Well, I just turned the TV off. I'd been watching my favourite game show, and that starts at 4 o'clock. And it had just finished, so I was getting up to make myself a cup of tea.
So you were in the living room?
That's right. I was just by the window. Suddenly, I heard a crash and looked up, and I realised there was a young man breaking into a car across the street.
Did you call the police immediately?
Well, no. The first thing I did was pick up my mobile phone and take a photograph. I thought it might be useful evidence later. Then I picked up the other phone and dialed 999.
Did you go outside at all?
Oh, dear me, no. What was I going to do? Try to stop him from escaping? No, I knew that the best thing was to watch carefully and try to remember every detail of what was happening.
So describe the young man to me.
I would say he was mid-20s, about 1.80 metres. He reminded me a lot of one of my neighbours, Simon, except that he was a little bit thinner.
So, mid-20s, quite tall, thin. Anything else?
Yes, he was wearing a black top and jeans. He had a football scarf around his neck, and he had pulled it up over his face. So I didn't see that very clearly. I think he had thick black hair, but most of it was hidden under a baseball cap, so I can't be sure.
And then he ran off, did he?
That's right. He was there for about 5 minutes. He took the stereo out of the car and a leather briefcase.
And what time did the police officers turn up?
I waited another 10 minutes, and then I saw them at the end of the street. It must have been about 15 minutes after I heard the crash.
Right. Well, you've been very helpful, Mrs. Cook. We've got your details, so if we want to speak to you again, we'll be in touch.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Okay. Now, Mrs. Cook, just start at the beginning and tell me what you saw.
Right. Well, I just turned the TV off. I'd been watching my favourite game show, and that starts at 4 o'clock. And it had just finished, so I was getting up to make myself a cup of tea.
So you were in the living room?
That's right. I was just by the window. Suddenly, I heard a crash and looked up, and I realised there was a young man breaking into a car across the street.
Did you call the police immediately?
Well, no. The first thing I did was pick up my mobile phone and take a photograph. I thought it might be useful evidence later. Then I picked up the other phone and dialed 999.
Did you go outside at all?
Oh, dear me, no. What was I going to do? Try to stop him from escaping? No, I knew that the best thing was to watch carefully and try to remember every detail of what was happening.
So describe the young man to me.
I would say he was mid-20s, about 1.80 metres. He reminded me a lot of one of my neighbours, Simon, except that he was a little bit thinner.
So, mid-20s, quite tall, thin. Anything else?
Yes, he was wearing a black top and jeans. He had a football scarf around his neck, and he had pulled it up over his face. So I didn't see that very clearly. I think he had thick black hair, but most of it was hidden under a baseball cap, so I can't be sure.
And then he ran off, did he?
That's right. He was there for about 5 minutes. He took the stereo out of the car and a leather briefcase.
And what time did the police officers turn up?
I waited another 10 minutes and then I saw them at the end of the street. It must have been about 15 minutes after I heard the crash.
Right. Well, you've been very helpful, Mrs. Cook. We've got your details, so if we want to speak to you again, we'll be in touch.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Вы услышите высказывания людей в 7 различных ситуациях. Ответьте на вопросы по содержанию высказываний, выбрав один из предложенных вариантов ответа. В заданиях А7-А13 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, обозначающую ответ, который вам кажется наиболее верным. Вы услышите каждое высказывание дважды.
Now we are ready to start. Situation 1. You will hear a man talking about mobile phones. How does he feel about them? 1. He thinks they are unnecessary. 2. He thinks they are annoying. 3. He thinks they cause accidents.
Like everyone else, I've got a mobile, and I really don't know how anyone lives without one. It can be really annoying when you leave home and forget to take your mobile with you. I never use mine when I'm driving, though. There have been too many cases where people haven't been concentrating on the road and have been chatting, and the next thing you know, bang, you really should stop to make a call.
Now you will hear situation 1 again.
Like everyone else, I've got a mobile, and I really don't know how anyone lives without one. It can be really annoying when you leave home and forget to take your mobile with you. I never use mine when I'm driving, though. There have been too many cases where people haven't been concentrating on the road and have been chatting, and the next thing you know, bang, you really should stop to make a call.
Situation 2. You will hear a man talking about a magazine. Why does he like it? 1. It often has interesting interviews. 2. It explains how to do things. 3. It comes with a free CD.
It's called digital music and it comes out once a month. I never miss an issue. I like writing my own music on my computer. And I even make my own CDs to give away to friends. Well, digital music is all about that. They have great articles by experts on how to get the most out of your programs. I think that's why I get it, because I never read any of the interviews with musicians.
Now you will hear situation 2 again.
It's called digital music and it comes out once a month. I never miss an issue. I like writing my own music on my computer. And I even make my own CDs to give away to friends. Well, digital music is all about that. They have great articles by experts on how to get the most out of your programs. I think that's why I get it, because I never read any of the interviews with musicians.
Situation 3. You will hear a woman talking about a wedding. What went wrong? 1. Some of the guests got lost. 2. Some guests didn't receive invitations. 3. Some people arrived who hadn't been invited.
I went to Mary and Paul's wedding last month. Oh, what a disaster. Well, the wedding itself was lovely. Mary was so beautiful in her dress and people had come from all over the country to be there. Anyway, some of us were invited to a meal after the wedding. We all got into our cars and drove to the restaurant, and we had been there for 20 minutes when we realised that Paul's parents didn't know the way. It took them 2 hours to find us. They weren't happy, I can tell you.
Now you will hear situation three again.
I went to Mary and Paul's wedding last month. Oh, what a disaster! Well, the wedding itself was lovely. Mary was so beautiful in her dress and people had come from all over the country to be there. Anyway, some of us were invited to a meal after the wedding. We all got into our cars and drove to the restaurant, and we had been there for 20 minutes when we realised that Paul's parents didn't know the way. It took them 2 hours to find us. They weren't happy, I can tell you.
Situation 4. You will hear a girl talking about learning to drive. How does she feel about it? 1. She is nervous about taking the driving test. 2. She has problems remembering where to go. 3. She finds some things very confusing.
I've been having lessons for a few months now, and my test is in another month. I was quite nervous at first, but you soon get used to it. My difficulty is the road signs. There are so many to remember, and they just get mixed up in my mind. I've got pictures of them on my bedroom wall to help me remember. I just hope I get it right on the day.
Now you will hear situation 4 again.
I've been having lessons for a few months now, and my test is in another month. I was quite nervous at first, but you soon get used to it. My difficulty is the road signs. There are so many to remember, and they just get mixed up in my mind. I've got pictures of them on my bedroom wall to help me remember. I just hope I get it right on the day.
Situation 5. You will hear an advertisement for a new game. How do you win? 1. By answering questions correctly. 2. By making other people laugh. 3. By collecting the most cards.
Crack Up is the great new game that everyone's playing. Simply take one of the Crack Up cards and do what it tells you. If you can get everyone laughing at your hilarious actions, you could be Crack Up champion. The question is, can you do it without laughing yourself? Crack Up is for everyone, from 8 to 80. Play Crack Up today.
Now you will hear situation 5 again.
Crack Up is the great new game that everyone's playing. Simply take one of the Crack Up cards and do what it tells you. If you can get everyone laughing at your hilarious actions, you could be Crack Up champion. The question is, can you do it without laughing yourself? Crack Up is for everyone, from 8 to 80. Play Crack Up today.
Situation 6. You will hear a woman talking about her brother. What does she say about him? 1. He never comes to visit her. 2. He never listens to her. 3. He never invites her to stay.
I've got one brother, Terry, who's 2 years older than me. He went to live in America about 10 years ago. I've been out to see him a couple of times, and we try to speak on the phone about once a month. It would be nice if he could come here and see how I live, but he always seems to be working. We were really close as children, but then you each have to live your own life.
Now you will hear situation six again.
I've got one brother, Terry, who's 2 years older than me. He went to live in America about 10 years ago. I've been out to see him a couple of times, and we try to speak on the phone about once a month. It would be nice if he could come here and see how I live, but he always seems to be working. We were really close as children, but then you each have to live your own life.
Situation 7. You will hear a woman talking about her local park. How does she feel about it? 1. She thinks it is attractive. 2. She thinks it is untidy. 3. She thinks it is dangerous.
Do you know the park round the corner? Well, I used to be frightened to go in there at night, and it was always such a mess with rubbish everywhere. They've done it up and put some flower beds in and more lights, and it doesn't look too bad now. Maybe local people will start to use it again.
Now you will hear situation 7 again.
Do you know the park round the corner? Well, I used to be frightened to go in there at night, and it was always such a mess with rubbish everywhere. They've done it up and put some flower beds in and more lights, and it doesn't look too bad now. Maybe local people will start to use it again.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.